Chapter 2, The Guardian. On a cold winter night, a poor-looking woman with no teeth was arrested for attacking a man on the street. At the police station, Inspector Javert decided to send her to prison for 6 months.
"Please don't send me to prison,"
cried the woman.
"If I don't pay the money I owe, my daughter will lose her home and have to live in the streets."
Inspector Javert ignored her and told his men to take her away. But suddenly a voice said, "Wait just a moment, please. I saw what happened in the street. It was the man's fault, not this woman's." Javert looked up to see Mayor Madeleine, the most important man in town. Before he was the town's mayor, Monsieur Madeleine had arrived suddenly on a winter evening in 1815. He had been penniless, but knew of a new method for making glass at a very low cost. Within a few months, his new glassmaking factory made him a rich man. With that money, he built two new factories and brought hundreds of jobs to the town. He lived a simple life and spent most of his money building hospitals and schools. In 1820, the townspeople elected him mayor of the town. But one man in town did not like Mayor Madeleine. Inspector Javert was always suspicious of the man who had been a stranger. He felt he had seen the mayor's face before, as if he had been a dangerous criminal at an earlier time. Now the mayor was in Javert's police station, trying to save Fantine from going to prison. But when Fantine saw the mayor, she spat at him.
"You own the factory where I lost my job. Now I've become a bad woman, and I'll never get my daughter back."
Javert and the mayor argued, but Fantine was finally released. Then Mayor Madeleine said to her, "I didn't mean to cause all of these troubles for you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to pay your debts and get your daughter back to you. In God's eyes, you are not a bad woman." Fantine wept at the kindness the mayor was showing her. She knelt down and kissed his hand. The mayor sent the Thénardiers 300 francs and told them to send Cosette to him right away. But Monsieur Thénardier wrote back, demanding 500 francs. Mayor Madeleine sent the money, but the Thénardiers still didn't send Cosette. Even though Fantine was close to being happy again, the years of misery and poverty had left her very weak. She became very sick and couldn't get out of bed. Whenever Mayor Madeleine visited her, all she asked was,
"When can I see my Cosette?"
"Soon," he said, to which she would smile with joy. One morning, Mayor Madeleine was preparing to travel to the Thénardier's town himself and pick Cosette up. But Inspector Javert suddenly came into his office.
"I want to apologize for being suspicious of you," said the inspector.
"What are you talking about?" asked Mayor Madeleine.
"For years I've suspected you of being the escaped criminal Jean Valjean. But now the police in another town have caught the real Jean Valjean. The man says his name is Champmathieu, but there are several witnesses who swear he is Jean Valjean. He will face trial tomorrow and go to prison for life. I am sorry for doubting you."
The inspector left, and Mayor Madeleine canceled his trip to visit the Thénardiers for the following day. That night he lay awake in bed. Mayor Madeleine was in fact Jean Valjean. He could not let the man Champmathieu spend the rest of his life in prison for his crimes. He would have to go to the man's trial and admit the truth. He would lose everything he had worked for, but he had no choice. The truth was the most important thing. The next morning, Mayor Madeleine traveled to the town where the trial was taking place. When he arrived, he saw that Champmathieu was a large man-child who was not intelligent enough to defend himself. Just when the judge was about to convict Champmathieu of being Jean Valjean, Mayor Madeleine stood up and said,
"This man is not Jean Valjean. I am."
Gasps were heard around the courtroom. No one believed him at first, but he told them information that only Jean Valjean could have known.
"I must leave now," said Mayor Madeleine. "I have some business I must do, but I'll not try to escape when my business is finished."
They let him leave the courtroom, and the judge allowed Champmathieu to go free. The next day, Mayor Madeleine visited Fantine. When she saw him, she asked for Cosette. "Not now. You're too weak to see her. You must get well first," he said. Then Inspector Javert entered the room. Fantine thought the inspector was there to arrest her and became afraid. But Mayor Madeleine said, "He's not here for you." Then to Inspector Javert he said, "Just give me 3 days to go and get her child, and then you can take me to prison."
"I'm not going to give you 3 days to escape," said Inspector Javert.
"But my child,"
cried Fantine.
"Shut up, you dirty whore," shouted Inspector Javert. "This man is not Mayor Madeleine, and he's never going to bring your daughter to you. He's a dangerous criminal named Jean Valjean, and he's going to prison."
Fantine fell back on her pillow and lay totally still. Jean Valjean ran to her bedside. She was dead.
"Your words have killed her,"
he yelled at Inspector Javert.
"Come to the police station with me now, or I'll call my men to arrest you by force," said Javert.
Jean Valjean kissed Fantine's head and said to the inspector,
"I'm ready to go now."
2 days after being arrested, Jean Valjean escaped from prison. He managed to break the bars over his window and disappeared into the night. On Christmas in 1823, business at the Thénardier's Inn was very good. The guests ate and drank noisily while Cosette, now 8 years old, sat in her normal place under the kitchen table. She was dressed in rags, knitting wool stockings for the Thénardier's 2 daughters. One night, Madame Thénardier ordered Cosette to go out in the cold to get a bucket of water. As she left, Madame Thénardier gave her a coin and told her to get some bread, too. Cosette walked through the dark woods to the stream. As she filled her large wooden bucket, she didn't notice the coin Madame Thénardier had given her fall through a hole in her pocket and into the frigid water. Then she began to lug the heavy bucket full of water through the woods and up the hill to the inn. The bucket was so heavy that she had to stop every few steps for some rest. Suddenly, a huge hand reached down from the sky and picked up the water bucket. Cosette looked up to see an enormous old man standing there.
"What a heavy bucket this must be for a child as small as you," the man said while looking at her through gentle eyes.
Cosette was not afraid of the man. She trusted his eyes. They walked back through the village together. As they walked, she told him everything about her life with the Thénardiers. As they neared the inn, he gave her the bucket and they entered the inn together.
"Why were you gone so long?"
Madame Thénardier asked angrily.
I met this man who needs a room for the night,"
Cosette said in fear of the beating she expected. Madame Thénardier seated the old man with a glass of wine and then asked Cosette,
"Where's the bread I told you to buy?"
I forgot to get it, madame."
"Then where's the money I gave you?"
Cosette searched her pocket, but the coin was not there. She went pale. Then suddenly the old man held up a coin.
"Madam, I've just found this on the floor. It must have fallen from the child's pocket."
Madame Thénardier took the coin and walked away. The next morning, the old man spoke to the Thénardiers.
"It seems like you don't have enough money to take care of this child very well. Why don't you let me take her?"
"We love her very much,"
said Monsieur Thénardier.
"We couldn't let you have her for less than 1,500 francs."
The old man quickly handed him 3 500-franc notes and said,
"Now fetch Cosette."
The man gave her some fine new clothes and they left hand in hand for Paris. Cosette didn't know who the man was, but she had a comforting feeling that God was guarding her through this man. The man was Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean took Cosette to a large old building on the outskirts of Paris. Cosette was asleep in his arms. He took her up to the room he had rented since his escape from Inspector Javert. The days began to pass in great happiness for Cosette and Valjean. For him, it was the first time in 25 years that he was not alone in the world. his heart had discovered love. One evening, Valjean heard someone on the stairs outside his room. He ran to the keyhole and saw the back of a familiar coat walking down the stairs. Javert, he said to himself. The next day, he prepared to leave their room for a safer place. That night, as they walked along the narrow streets under the light of the full moon, Valjean realized four men were following them at a distance. As he looked back through the moonlight, he could clearly see the face of Inspector Javert. He gripped Cosette's hand tightly and began to weave through the confusing system of alleyways. After walking down a long lane, he came to a dead end. There was a tall building with barred windows and doors on one side, and a high wall on the other. He could climb the wall himself, but how could he bring Cosette? Then he noticed a streetlight and had an idea. He opened up the box at its base and ripped out some wires. Then he tied the wire around Cosette's waist and climbed the wall, pulling her up after him. On the other side of the wall was a tree. He lowered Cosette into the tree's branches and leapt over the wall just as the four men got there.